I find it very interesting that even people who are unscrupulous, untrustworthy, you know, even when you watch movies of gang lords or people who are involved in crimes, etc., they always want to make sure that the people around them are trustworthy. The people who are around them will always make sure that things go right. So as bad as they might be, they want to have some good people around them. I want to talk about, if you'll stay with me for the next few minutes, I want to talk about friends in high places. Friends in high places. You're watching Seatham Church Online. My name is Kwame Rubadiri. In Proverbs chapter 22, in verse 11, the Bible says that he who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. He who has purity of heart, has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. The world is looking for people who are honest. Really, they're looking for those people who can be trusted, even those who have, you know, robbed banks or gotten wealth through corrupt means, etc. They want to know that the people who are watching over that money or watching over that wealth can be trusted. But the Bible here says something quite profound, and I think it's a useful thing, because we want to be people of influence. We want to be people who have the ear of those who are in authority, and that we can help to shift that authority and influence that authority in a way that glorifies God. The Bible says that if our hearts are pure, if we have a right relationship with the living God, and if we speak with the grace that the Holy Spirit provides for us when we're in conversation, we will have the attention of people in authority. We will have the attention of those in the highest authority. As the saying goes, you will have friends in high places because you know what to say and how to say it, and you do so with a spirit of grace and without any animosity or guile within your heart and within your spirit. Such people will find themselves accelerated and promoted to high places. What does that say about our character? And I want to challenge you about the kind of character that you take wherever you go, not just in church, but in the marketplace, in all the places where you could have influence. One of the fastest ways to get your promotion or to get the ear of the person who is in charge, the CEO, the chairman of the board, is to have a pure heart, a righteous attitude, one that honors God, and to speak with grace. Those are two keys that will open doors for you anywhere you go to the very highest level. God bless you.